jump into hour number three tonight. We have a lot of material in front of us we're going to try and relay to you to help you make better decisions during these extremely difficult times, unprecedentedly so. Never seen anything like it. Hopefully, never will again. Just read that story about Australia's new Northern Territory policy, which says anybody who comes into contact with any other human being has to be vaxxed within a month. That's cutting it short, but that's what the dictate said. Erica Kahn is here with us tonight. Welcome back, Erica.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to be back.
Yeah. Glad that we're all not in Australia. Those poor people are really taking a pounding. Just incredible. All right. The latest here, aside from the airline flap, Southwest yesterday, their CEO said, we're not going to abide by, it almost rhymes, doesn't it? Biden's dictates that everybody has to, they've got to go through the mandate or they can't continue working. He said, we're not going to do that. He said, no one's going to be fired. But today, both American and Southwest said that they apparently are going to go along with the illegitimate, illegal, alleged president and his alleged orders to force the pilots to get shots, or they can't fly anymore. They'll have to quit. So one airline pilot said, prepare for catastrophic disruptions to American life. I think that's a fair statement. Okay, now, back to the, and I don't even want to say virus issue, because we're not talking about the virus anymore. We're talking about the vax, this bioweapon that has killed so many people already. We don't know how many exactly. My call is at least a million in the U.S. and multi-millions around the world, clearly. We don't hear what's going on around the world, but it is, when I do get a story, it's much the same profile. Now, regarding the vax here, a big story broke out, I guess about a week and a half ago first, when Dr. Carrie Madej revealed that she had looked at least two of the manufacturer's products, Pfizer and Moderna, and in the vials she said she found a lot of things with a typical microscope, nothing great. And one of the things she said she found at the edge of the slide, there's a slide cover. I think, what do they call it, a slip cover? Is that what it is?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, it was a multi-tentacled little item. And the little item stood up and put one of its little tentacles up toward, she said, her eyepiece. Well, that shook up a lot of people. And then it got a lot worse yesterday, and I mean the controversy. We don't know what's going on, but now there's a lot of fear in the air. And maybe we can do something to at least calm that fear a little bit. Carrie Madej has been on several programs talking about this. Rick Wiles and his True News crew spent a lot of time on it last night, played a Carrie Madej segment, and then played a segment by it was recorded by a Polish doctor, but he was not an MD doctor or a scientist doctor in terms of biological sciences. He was a what, Erica?
A geologist.
All right. Well, as a geologist, he said he found the same thing, a tentacled little item under high, I think it was 600x magnification, something like that. That's what he said. Now, Rick Wiles and True News went through this whole thing last night. Let's get Erica's take on this. Then I'm going to play a little clip from True News, and then we'll come back and talk about this more. See if we can kind of pull this back down to ground level a little bit. What do you make of it so far?
I'm a little bit surprised that there's not more critical thinking going on here. I still maintain, and I think that it's most likely that what we're looking at in these vials are contaminants. I don't think these things are supposed to be there. If anyone is familiar with what goes on in some of these compounding facilities, pharmaceutical compounding facilities, contamination is common. And ever more so these days, with the lack of FDA oversight and the amount of money involved. And J&J, just back in April, was made to scrap 60 million doses because of possible contamination at their at one of their compounding manufacturer, compounding facilities in Baltimore. People believe that they're getting a sterile product. That's not always the case. Some of these, the conditions that, that these vaccines are being manufactured in are deplorable. They're supposed to be clean rooms. They're not. They're supposed to be sterile. They're not. And I think just, yes, given the amount of money and the lack of oversight right now, that contamination is widespread. Pfizer's raw data back in December, when they went to mass-scale production, indicated that there's many contaminants in the vaccine. And I would be more concerned about things like linearized DNA fragments, which can integrate into your own DNA. There are solvents in the lipid nanoparticles. So there's many contaminants. We have the case of the shards of stainless steel that was found in the Moderna vax in Japan. Mm-hmm. There was also a white sort of precipitate found in the Pfizer vaccine in Japan. So clearly the manufacturing of these products is not up to snuff. Nobody seems to be checking them for purity. So the fact that there are microbial life forms appearing in these things is par for the course.
That's not a
shock. That's not to say that they're not monkeying around with genetically modified organisms, but I just don't see a reason to put them in the vaccine at this point deliberately.
Vaccines are bad enough on their own, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, and if they were really attempting to perpetuate some sort of transhumanist agenda, I think they would want to do this under more controlled circumstances with more of a captive population, such as a prison population or some sort of institutionalized, where they could keep track of people and their behavior and changes.
Sure. Well, they could do that easily. They've done that to prisoners probably forever.
Yes.
It's an old trick. Okay, so that's not to say we should not be concerned about the purity of these products, these bioweapons. We should be. But it is to suggest that there is, in all likelihood, a reasonable explanation for at least a good portion of the contaminants that are being found in these disgusting bioweapons. Now, that said, and that's a very good background, I'm going to play a little bit of an excerpt from Rick Wiles' True News and his staff. Now, I'm going to join this in progress, and it's a clip they played with Dr. Carrie Madej explaining what she saw in her efforts to look into at least two types of the bioweapons. And then what I want you to hear primarily is the reaction of Rick and his staff to this, and then they go on to play the excerpt from the Polish geologist. So here we go. This is yesterday.
Superconductor material in the solution, which means it's an injectable computing system, just like Moderna told us. Mm-hmm. We're putting an operating system in you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that, so there's a filament on the left, and then there's that organism. Now that organism on the right, I don't know how to identify it. It's very, very strange, but no one should be having that injected inside them. I don't see that listed on the ingredients of Moderna. And I can tell you, I looked at another vial recently, and it was the same. I saw another one of those tentacle-like structures. So this is repeated. This is another kind of opaque, metallic-like substance inside there. Like I said, this is just an edge of the cover slide. This is just showing how all these particles that were being very colored were going to the edge of the cover slide. And I observed over 2 hours how they were aggregating and kind of coalescing and forming structures over the 2 hours.
Let me get this straight. If she was looking at the slide through a microscope,
mm-hmm.
that weird-looking creature moved and stood up on the slide?
By itself. That's what she she claims. And so,
yeah, an injectable operating system. Joseph Mengele would be proud. She also went on to say it can replicate and self-assemble. She says it goes along with what Bill Gates is doing in West Africa with MasterCard.
Self-assemble. It can assemble itself?
That's what it did on that slide.
Wait a minute. We're going to see this in just a few minutes, aren't
yes.
we?
Yes.
One of the things Carrie brought out here is Moderna does not classify what they're putting into people as a vaccine. They call it an operating system.
An operating system?
That's correct.
Bill Gates create this thing?
Well, think about that. I mean, what do you use an operating system for? To operate?
For a computer.
Right. To program something, right? So, but this was, you know, Carrie Madej, this was yesterday. But
so are they programming your DNA?
That's a great question. Are they programming you?
Has Bill Gates and these madmen figured out a way to inject an operating system into your body that programs your DNA and your cells?
That's what they're doing with MasterCard and Trust Stamp, that she believes surveillance and predictive policing. So basically, you're a walking telephone. So you're, you know, I always wondered a while ago, I said, with this second jab, what is so important that they want us to, why they want us to have this vaccine? Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. They want to monitor us 24/7. Mm-hmm.
All right, so in the next video, it's a two-part video.
Right.
I have not seen this. You have warned me that this one is going to be very strange.
Yes. Last week, a Polish researcher by the name of Dr. Frank Zalewski published a video in several different places. Of course, it was in Polish, and it took a while for to get circulated around the Internet. Several days. It's been out about a week. About 3 or 4 days ago, someone translated, added English subtitles to it. It's a video that's been taken down just all over the place, Rick. It seems like every time it gets put up somewhere, especially on YouTube, it gets taken down quickly, whether it's in Polish or English or anything. Dr. Frank Zalewski goes through a step-by-step, basically breakdown of what he has observed and has observed and information from others about what he has seen related to what they're finding in the COVID vaccine. What you're about to see, Rick and Carrie, I know Carrie's already watched it.
No, it's disgusting.
When I first watched it this morning, it was about 7:30 this morning when I watched it, and I've been thinking about it all day.
Right.
And when you see it too, Rick, after this first segment, I think your jaw is going to drop. And so let's play this.
Okay. So you can go to truenews.com. That's TRUNEWS. And you can see this. Just look for the tentacled image there. I think it was number 2 of 4 of them on the front page. Anyway, it's right there. So the Polish researcher, they're calling him, is a doctor. But he's has a doctorate in geology. Now, that doesn't necessarily disqualify him from being able to look in a microscope and reporting what he sees. He describes something very similar to what Dr. Madej encountered, apparently several times, and I believe it was a little different. It had 3 legs instead of 5 tentacles. Call them 3 tentacles. But the same idea. A very small, microscopic or submicroscopic, perhaps, biological, maybe, life form. We don't know. We've talked about many things on this program over the months regarding self-assembling this, self-assembling that. This is nanotechnology. We know that's being used. We understand that. But the idea that these are being populated with tiny little tentacled creatures that can be injected into people, or perhaps just the eggs of these tiny little tentacled creatures, is going to scare the dickens out of a lot of people. And maybe they shouldn't be scared. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Maybe they should be scared. Maybe these vaccine lunatics like Gates and Fauci and others are doing this kind of thing. I don't have the answer. But I do know that what Erica explained is extremely important to keep in mind, and that is that these are not clean houses. They're not as clean as you or I probably would like them or even imagine them to be. They're dirty, And the Japanese found that out with tremendous numbers of pollutants and contaminants in the vaccines there. Erica, go ahead.
Yeah, I this is what happens when people who are not familiar with genetic engineering and nanotechnology get involved and try to conjecture on little bits of information. The operating system they're referring to is either RNA or DNA. I mean, this is programmable matter. That's the operating system, and I think they're using this terminology to make things easier for people to grasp. Nanotechnology, nanoparticles will self-assemble in certain electromagnetic fields. That's well known. And the colors, the solution that Carrie Madej mentions, Dr. Carrie Madej, are likely due to the presence of quantum dots, graphene quantum dots, which will change color with light. So unquestionably, there's nanotechnology being used. But insofar as this life form, or what appears to be a life form, I maintain that it's a contaminant. I mean, the DNA plasmids that act as templates for the RNA are grown in a bacterial culture of E. coli. So, you know, there are various steps along the way to purify that. At some point along the way, there's many opportunities for contaminants to be introduced. And I think the fact that they're now manufacturing these injections on a mass scale provides ample opportunity for introduction of all kinds of things that shouldn't be in there. And nobody is overseeing this.
Even microscopic, ultra-microscopic life forms. They can get
in there.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Anything can get in there.
You don't want this injected. I you know, the immune system will likely see it and go crazy. And if it doesn't, you know, this thing may proliferate and cause something like meningitis. If you remember back in 2012, there was the New England Compounding Center that was cited for, oh, gosh, just all kinds of violations in their compounding procedures, and they ultimately killed 64 people because of the contaminants in their injectables, and injured something like 700 with you know, various forms of neurological conditions. So this happens. This happens frequently.
Right. The punchline on this is, you don't want these shots under any circumstances.
No, I think this is a trip through the weeds, and it's diverting attention from really what's coming at us next, which is that they're playing with more viruses, bioweapons, and I think if you want to spend your mental energy on something useful, it would be more prudent to look at that than try to conjecture why there's contaminants or other life forms in these vaccines. I mean, just, they're toxic. It doesn't matter what's in them. They're toxic. They're killing people.
Lots more people than most people understand. That's my take on it. We don't have access to the mainstream media platform. We know VAERS reports 1%, according to VAERS. So multiply any of their figures by 99. Heck, just multiply by 50, and you might be closer to the real numbers. So it's not a good situation, and it's going to get to be more and more treacherous. There's no other way to look at it. I just don't see any other way to get past what is being done to the masses. And that's lying, killing. What else is there? You lie to people and you kill them. It can't get much worse than that. But maybe it will. I don't know. It's all beginning to come down. All of it. The whole culture, the whole country, the society. It's being taken down. Remember what I said? The plug has been pulled. And that was told to me years ago. That was the plan. So I wish it weren't, but it certainly looks like it is. Everywhere you look on the horizon, show me one area that is in positive growth format. Can you think of one?
No.
I can't.
I mean, we're seeing quarantine centers being built and readied.
They know. See, they know. They've got their agenda. It's all ready, and they've had it for years. And they have the media to inculcate it into the minds of people. They've got control. They've got control of the government, the country, the finances, the education system, the health system now. One-third of the health people are leaving or have left. That leaves two-thirds there who will go ahead and follow directions and inject people and kill them willingly, knowingly, and I'm not exaggerating. Some of them do know what they're doing. The economy is toast. The political system is over. The military is going down. Everywhere you look, what do you see? What do you see that's not being intentionally deconstructed? I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, now we have something that is appalling. This is a report from somebody who was in an ER at a hospital, an emergency room, or an emergency room setting in a hospital in New South Wales, John Hunter Hospital, right outside of Sydney. And this is just a stunner. Let me read this real quick and then get Erica to come in here and comment on this, because this is almost, it's almost unbelievable. But this is the truth. This is what this person has, in fact, experienced. I'm going to have to pull this out. Okay, waiting. All right, good. I can do it. It's a little bit off center in my window here. All right. John Hunter Hospital in Newcastle, New South Wales, is the only trauma hospital in New South Wales outside of Sydney. I attended last night. I was there last night due to complications I had from surgery. On arrival, 9 ambulances were out in the front, paramedics sitting in chairs next to their vans. Because of an infection internally, I had a reading of a high temperature, which put me in the waiting room full of people with high temperatures. There were 3 sections: red high, red low, and normal. After triage, they marched me straight into the red high waiting area. The people in the red high waiting area were all bioweapon reaction cases. All of them. They had all gotten the vaccine. This is no assumption. 13-year-old girl had blood running down her leg. Her mom didn't notice until I said something to her. She said her daughter had not gotten her period ever before. People sitting there were clutching their chests, other people. A girl in her 20s was playing with her hair while looking at her phone. With every stroke, 5 or 6 strands of hair would fall down to the floor, just float on down. Might not sound like much, but the floor looked like a hairdresser's salon. Must be from the stress, said the nurse. 4 nurses and 1 doctor confirmed there were 0 cases of COVID in the entire hospital. I spoke to as many people as I could. At 10 p.m., the red waiting room was reduced to just me. The cardiac specialist had arrived. I was moved to a COVID bed around 12:30, a little plastic tented room right next door to the ambulance waiting area. The helicopters didn't stop coming in to the hospital all night. I heard and saw a 21 and 29-year-old die. Paramedics were saying they had had the jab 2 and 4 days ago, and they were both dead. I literally saw them with the automatic chest compression machine on them, wheeled into the next room. I saw 3 people with seizures in the waiting room. One guy collapsed, and I heard the snap of his arm. 4 elderly people came on ambulances, and all of them died. This is one night, friends. Family came out in the back to say their goodbyes to the 4 elderly who had died. Alarms going off in every room. A 2-year-old with massive spider-like veins all over him from his mom and breastfeeding after her double jab. Her husband came in via an ambulance about 5 a.m. I was only asked twice in 9 hours if I had been tested for COVID. I counted 16 times they asked if I had been jabbed. COVID beds are needed for those with reactions as they are overwhelming the hospital. This is just part of the story, just to give you an idea. One hospital, one emergency room, one night. And one wonders, the obvious, how common is this in major hospital emergency rooms? What do you think?
I think it's fairly common. You know, that's Australia, and I think they AstraZeneca is the lion's share of what's being given for the vax, and we all know that that seems to be the fast track for having these types of reactions, these bleeding incidents, clotting or bleeding out.
We've had, what was it last week that there were two little girls, 10 and 12, who were bleeding so profusely they had to be transfused?
Yes. Yeah, that was, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago that we read that one. But yeah, these young children apparently being exposed to others at school, possibly their teachers or whatever, coming down with these bleeding issues, I mean, nosebleeds that won't stop.
And one, I think it was a male, young boy, they couldn't stop it, and he died. He bled to death. Wasn't that right?
Yep. I think that was an adult, because the woman that reported it mentioned that she was barred from going to his funeral because she wasn't vaxxed.
Oh, come on. This is not even planet Earth anymore. This is a joke. This is bad.
Yeah, unreal.
And getting worse all the time. You see, we're not hearing it. We're just, unless you monitor. Now, Erica does monitor various sites on the net. I don't have time, and it's good that she's able to do that. This is something that is being reported, apparently, on social media. There are groups of people with various vaxxed-caused problems that are getting together. And is that how it works? They're all in one particular group?
Yeah, there are multiple groups of, well, I guess you would call them support groups of people who have had the vax and are looking for help, advice on how to handle some of these problems, because they're not getting help from the doctors.
I talked to a doctor today. He said he had seen a patient in the ER, a woman in her 60s, said that she had always had perfect teeth and gums her whole life. But since getting the bioweapon, she has apparently a rash all around her mouth. Her gums are all inflamed and swollen and apparently uncomfortable. And this is just one visible symptom. Remember, we can't see microclots. We can't see clots. We don't know if a major organ system is under spike attack. We don't know how many spike proteins have taken up residence in the brain and are shutting down circulation at the capillary level. We don't know until someone dies, and then good luck trying to get an autopsy. Have you seen anything lately on autopsies, by the way?
Yeah, there was that one study out of Germany, I think I sent it to you. And they managed to do 10 bodies, and they were able to associate seven of the 10 could be probably related to adverse effects from the vaccine. But these were not, they were very unusual when they actually looked at the organs and the infiltration of, I believe it was leukocytes, which they'd never seen anything like that. It just was a very unusual presentation for, you know, these kinds of white blood cells just widely dispersed throughout the entire body, just depositing in organs.
We want to remember that, and we've said it here many times, and perhaps others have too as well, this bioweapon was constructed, designed, created, and deployed to attack the human blood and circulatory system, first of all. And from there, it works its way to all the major organ systems. It gets right past the blood-brain barrier. There's just no mercy. Now,
yeah,
we also...
I would say it has binding sites on it for, well, the acetylcholine receptor and various what they call gangliosides, which are represented on nerve tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And then it destroys the immune system.
So you people out there who have gotten a shot, you need to do everything possible. We're not here to prescribe anything, but there are supplements you can take and there are foods you can eat that can help build what's left of your immune system and then try to hold it together. You're going to need it. Are you seeing more cancers, by the way, reported?
It's just consistent. Yes.
Okay.
They are definitely, and interestingly, some of these rashes, skin rashes that people are reporting, some are saying that it's not shingles, it's actually Kaposi sarcoma, which is, it's a human herpes virus.
But it's
mostly associated with gay men having HIV.
Correct. And are these diagnosed Kaposi's cases? Are they just guessing?
I don't know if they were formally diagnosed. I think they're still trying to work it out, but that is being talked about, the Kaposi sarcoma, which would be, wow.
Yeah, I know a bit about that as well. Not good. Here's another MD, a woman doctor who's stepping forward, and I'll let you listen. You can tell. It's about three and a half minutes, something like that. She is, she's guarding her words carefully, but what her message is, I think, is unmistakable and quite clear. Now, let me play this for you here.
Oddly enough, a patient that had the vaccine is now having some reaction to it. So, it's sad. It's really, I don't understand. Nobody else is asking, antibodies. How come we're not testing for antibodies to see if people have natural immunity to this? We have no idea how long natural antibodies last, and we have no idea how long the vaccinated antibodies last. We do, however, know that more and more people are having a reaction to this vaccine, and here's how they're skewing the data. This is what I heard from one of the top three vaccines person today. They're skewing the data because if they have reactions after 7 days, they're not counting that. It's not a reaction. Reactions are within the first 24 to 48 hours.
So if you die on the seventh day, you're not counted as a potential vaccine side effect. That's what she's saying. That's their new game. So you can die in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, up to 7 days, and you will not be considered having suffered vaccine side effects. Crazy. All right, here we go.
I could tell you today, young lady came in with swollen lymph nodes, headache, fatigue, had her shot last month, and her lymph nodes are now like the size of grapes, all of them. So we're sending her for diagnostic studies. I mean, all of this is new. All of this is new medicine. Like, what do we do? Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about when they get a vaccine, how they're treating patients that have, effects. I had a lady that came in with Bell's palsy the other day. I have a young girl that came in yesterday. She can't walk, she can't eat, she can't do anything. She's so depressed, she can't function. And they're saying she's a psych case. No. She was a perfectly young, healthy girl before she got the vaccine.
And they're saying she's a psych case. Did you get that? All right, we'll get back to that in a minute.
Why can't people take ownership that there's something wrong? There's something going on with this vaccine.
Okay. A psych case. Oh, it's just stress. Don't worry about the bleeding. Never mind you've lost two quarts. It's just stress. You'll be okay. Never mind you can't walk. It's psychological. It's not the vax. Don't worry about it. They're doing
it. Yeah, this is, the fact that they aren't testing people for pre-existing immunity or they're even vaccinating patients that could possibly have an active case of so-called COVID. No accommodations are being made for any of this. So, that just tells you this is not about health. This is about, you know, getting everybody or as many people as possible injected with this toxin.
Dr. Robert Malone made a statement in, I think it was France. He said a couple things. Well, about a week ago, he said that the vaccinated humans are the real threat. And Dr. Malone is, I think most of you know, the man who is credited with creating the platform of mRNA to go ahead and make all manner of things. And there are now, we think, close to 30 or maybe more mRNA-styled predicated vaccines. They're being created
right now.
Yeah,
there'll be no end to them. No end to them. They're looking at a influenza version of it. They're looking at an RSV, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine, which that had the same problem as coronavirus vaccines in that, you know, it created that antibody-dependent enhancement. So here we go again.
Dr. Malone also said that I think the French press referred to him as a terrorist because he is anti-vax, anti-bioweapon. So he's a terrorist now. All the media, the bigger point there is that all the media, I don't care what country you're in, all the media is controlled, understand that, by the globalists. The globalists are running the show. Nobody else.
Yep. They've got a captive audience.
I know enough about computers, not to work on them, but I know what they can do, and I have no question, personally, that the globalist elite have been gaming this for years and years and years, and they know exactly how the masses think, they know how the masses are going to react. They've judged them, they've evaluated the masses countless times on the basis of planted news stories or events or anything of the sort. They know what people are going to do before they do it. Now, here's another story. A little girl, 16, Bell's palsy. One half of her face, her eyebrow on her left eye is down where it should be. The other eyebrow is halfway up her forehead. Lost all control of her muscles in the face. The seventh or sixth cranial nerve is damaged, and you can't use your face anymore.
That's tragic. Right.
Happened to me. I had it. It's a shock. Took 5.5 hours of surgery to fix my face so I could look normal and talk normally. That was years ago, long time ago. But this is a catastrophic thing for a young person, any person, to have to deal with.
Definitely. It's interesting that the hearing loss and tinnitus people, I don't know if they're aware of this, but, you know, there does seem to be a reawakening of these latent herpes virus infections associated with these vaccines. The vaccines are disabling the immune system so that these viruses that would be normally quiescent are reactivating and becoming, you know, a problem. And curiously, cytomegalovirus, which I believe is human herpes virus number 5, is strongly associated with hearing loss and tinnitus. So I suspect that some of these people that are suffering from this post-vax have reawakened, an otherwise latent cytomegalovirus.
herpes.
And certainly the Epstein-Barr virus, which is human herpes virus number 4, is also very prevalent in these people post-vax.
I remember when I had my Bell's episode, the neurologist said, we don't know what causes it. And I said, I think you might want to consider herpes viruses. And he said, why would you say that? That's exactly what leading research is looking into right now. Now, this is 20 years ago. So when I see Bell's palsy, I start thinking about herpes virus attacking that sixth or seventh, I forget, cranial nerve that comes out of your neck, goes up behind your ear and controls your face. And if that herpes virus damages that nerve to the extent that you can't use your face, there's your answer. And the herpes virus is somehow, it's being activated by this bioweapon.
Yeah, from the impairment of the immune system. And so a majority of the population has, that's herpes simplex 1. Most people have had that. They get exposed when they're the children, and then everybody has it, and it's typically not a problem unless your immune system's impaired. But even though it's a relatively benign infection, other than, you know, the problems it can cause in creating Bell's palsy, if it does get out of control, that's one of the herpes viruses that makes a beeline for the brain and can cause encephalitis. So I don't know if some of these neurological symptoms that we're seeing in people are the result of the herpes simplex virus reawakening and making its way into the brain.
Now, interesting. Interesting. Okay, so Dr. Malone has said the obvious, that he is being treated by the media as a terrorist. And that goes for the approximate one-third of Americans over the age of 18 who have chosen not to take the bioweapon. All right. Now, I'm going to rerun just a four-minute little clip. Very interesting Eastern European scientist, Dr. Armin Karakne, who analyzed the blood of vaccinated people. Many of you have seen these things. You can see this video on the right-hand side in the archive, the Spike Protein Coronavirus Archive. It's on the right side down there. You'll find it. Look for the picture of the alleged virus, and then you can trace it. Karakne, K-O-R-O-K-N-A-Y. He just lays it on the line, which is exactly what we need.
So this is the blood of a person who was just vaccinated. Interestingly, the staples of the red blood cells, this is not normal. This is due to mainly electric smog, you know.
The blood cells are all stuck together. Rouleau is called. They're all stacked up like a stack of quarters. They're not able to function.
And also a low mineral content in the blood. The blood of a person who was just vaccinated, that if you take out the blood, sometimes it doesn't even come out due to clotting. So if the needle injects into the finger, immediately the blood starts to build fibrin fibers that you can see here, these fibers. And they have so many fibers that the blood does not even come out of the finger. Even inside the body, the coagulation is there, and the blood will be like full of these fibers and doesn't go through the arteries and the veins. It cannot go through anymore. It just slowly goes through in these patients just after the second vaccination. It's really severe. Yeah, and they can die after that because it's so much clotting the blood.
Imagine the blood, rather than being free-flowing, imagine it being sludge, and your heart is laboring desperately to pump it around your body. That's what he's discussing.
¶¶ The other vaccine is the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. It's an adenovirus. And I would suggest this is even more dangerous, because then you have a selective pressure of the immune system against adenoviruses that could cross with other genetically cross. They make sex, like now, and they cross with other adenoviruses, and you have this genetically engineered in any adenovirus. This is dangerous and puts a pressure on the immune system to create new viruses, now new adenoviruses, but also to create new viruses of the corona type, because they express the S protein, which is very strong antigen for the immune system since the early life of people. Yeah? So I think it's even more dangerous, and that's what we can see. So if you have a vaccination with Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca, you see more severe and more side effects, yeah? And stronger side effects, and not only this coagulation problem. These new vaccines, nothing has been like that before. So they change the whole side effect spectrum. As we can see that the side effects are low oxygen, this will damage the brain of any embryo that develops, of any fetus that develops. So they get stupid children, I would say, simple language. But they also can get lost. So if the embryo dies inside because of low oxygen, you get just a spontaneous abortion. That's what we will see in pregnant women who have been vaccinated just because they did not know that they are pregnant. The most important point is that science should be really neutral, not dependent on money. Now, this is the most important thing we have to focus on in the future, because what we can see now is just that every scientist, every virologist, with some two exceptions I know, are dependent on the money of big companies. Because it kills people. Just the money kills people, not only jobs, but it also kills people. Now, that's the situation right now. We have to change this immediately.
We have to change this immediately. It's a little late for all those who have already died or have been brutally mutilated and injured by this bioweapon, any of the four primaries. It's just not getting any better.
Well, and now we can add the flu shot to it.
Please mention that again. This is not a joke. And
they're pushing the flu shot, and I have it. Let's see. I had a report from somebody who said they did start vaccinating in one of the nursing homes, and within 2 days of the residents getting the flu shot, they died. Now, I assume these are also residents that had survived the COVID vaccine injection. And now, you know, it's time for a flu shot, and they just have no immune system to be able to deal with it.
All right, remember what I said earlier, if I could find my notes, which I can't. But the Weather Channel is urging all of its viewers to get the flu shot, because it will make you 50% less likely to have severe side effects from the bioweapon. Now, come on. Take the flu shot so you cut down by half, approximately, your chances of any side effects from the kill shots. This is
insane.
Well,
that contradicts the published literature on the concept of interfering antibodies from influenza vaccines and then having a subsequent exposure to a coronavirus. You are much more likely to become infected with a coronavirus having had a influenza vaccine. So I don't know where they're coming up with this information, but they mention a study, but where is it?
Yeah. No, the Weather Channel didn't mention a study, to my knowledge. No. But I got this from a professional medical source. seen on a cell phone, and if it's on a cell phone, it's got to be real. I don't know. Look, this is something we'll stay with, and I hope all of you out there have made your decisions, whatever they may be, and are willing to live with the consequences. And you know where we feel you ought to be. Take care. Thank you, Erica, again. We'll
okay,
talk
thank
soon.
You, Jeff.
All right, good night.
Have a good evening.
All right. And thanks to all of you out there for choosing to spend your time here. And I hope it was helpful and informative. And we'll be back with you tomorrow night. See you then.
My brother called me and said, why don't we try this carnivorous stuff? So I had an enlarged heart. This heart condition is also the world's biggest killer. So I decided to start taking carnivora. It was just incredible. Feelings that I never felt before, such as pins and needles around my heart. When I had the echocardiogram 2.5 months later, something amazing happened, which really brought tears to my eyes. My heart actually had contracted. But mm-hmm. What was staggering about this was the speed in which it contracted. 2.5 months after I started taking carnivora, that's when those amazing results started coming through. That's why I keep carnivora very close to my heart. Excuse the pun.
Well, I'll take it. That works beautifully.
Owner Richard Ostro here. We're talking about the power of waking up your immune system, which has healed this gentleman's heart. Perhaps the immune system can be called one of the body's fiercest powers to heal. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com. And enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong.